Go Wild is a free social community created for and by hunters. This means that unlike mainstream social media, your trophy pictures won't be censored. They're encouraged. As you spend time on Go Wild, you will earn awesome rewards such as gift cards, free swag, and big discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex. You will even earn $10 just for signing up. Visit downloadgowild.com and sign up today. Bowtech Archery prides themselves on offering a bow for everyone. Whether you have a short draw length, a long draw length, pull 70 pounds or 40 pounds, you're a bow hunter or a target archer, they offer a bow that can be customized to fit your body type. On top of that, their deadlock technology allows you to fine-tune your arrow flight. Visit bowtecharchery.com and check out the SR350 and the CP28. Bowtech Archery, refuse to follow.
All right, guys, welcome to today's show. Now, returning again is Jacob Coons. Jacob is a diehard hunter from the East, but loves to travel, loves to use his just analytical mindset and skills to dissect how to become a better hunter, the tools that he needs to use, the tools that all of us can use to become more successful. And one of those things is maps, online maps. And so he has gone through and just rated these on some serious criteria, and he's going to share his findings with us today. So I'm super excited. He had mentioned doing this a while back, and now that he has, I think it's going to be pretty eye-opening, not only to the listeners, but probably to me as well, because it seems like, as with most products out there, everyone kind of has their eye on one thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean it is the best, right? It's just because it's marketed better than everything else. I feel like there's a lot of brands out there that are really good at marketing, but there's other brands that maybe make as good of a product for a lower price, and we just don't put a lot of thought into it because there's one that's constantly in our face popping up on our For You pages that we're hearing about in advertisements, so on and so forth. So we're going to hop into this episode with Jacob. I'm excited to see what he found and how we can put it to use to become better hunters. So let's jump in.
Like, he was doing things that were just badass.
That was one of the coolest moments of my life.
I was really scared, but knowing that Dan had the gun, I did have the rifle, like, we would be okay.
All right, guys, welcome to today's show. And on the show with me today, I've got Jacob Coons on the line again. This is your third time on, man.
Well, you know, it's my second time on the Nomadic Outdoorsman.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that I've got two podcasts, and so I just lump everybody into the same thing.
Don't you dare treat Western Rookie like a stepchild. Don't you dare. No, I was looking back, Dan. It was February 17th of this year. It was episode 69 on the Nomadic Outdoorsman. When I was on, we were talking about hunting elk east of the Mississippi.
Dang. Yeah, so we've covered a wide variety of stuff with you on the show. I mean, we've talked about gear. We've talked about hunting east of the Mississippi for big game like elk. We've talked about hunting west of the Mississippi. And today we're going to dive into mapping software because you presented this idea to me. I think it was almost right after we got off our last call with the Western Rookie. And you were like, hey, I'm taking a look at all of these different softwares that people use, diving deep and doing a comparison among all of them. I mean, kind of reviewing each one to figure out what is best for you or what is best for different needs. And then it sounds like you've also been doing that with weather software. So I'm pumped to find out what you found out, because like probably a lot of people, I knew of Onyx first, and it was just so prominent in your face. You saw it on everything, advertised all over the place, but there could be other things out there that are just as good or better that are being overlooked. So
yeah, I think, you know, for someone like yourself that travels, hunts a lot, I like to travel hunt, and that's becoming more and more popular, Dan. And a few years ago, it was sort of mostly Onyx that was out there. I also had played around with Basemap, which is another mapping hunt map application or platform. And in the past few years, there's been an emergence of other hunting map platforms, but, and we'll get to those in a minute. But if you think about how us as hunters love to tinker with our gear. We love to get, we like to get quieter. We like to go farther, stay longer, whether it's, you know, chasing elk or mule deer or just hunting whitetail nearby. We're constantly tinkering. But, and so I wanted to tinker a little bit with the hunting map applications and really do a comparative rating and review of all of them that I could find and all of them that I could think of. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. And initially I was just going to do it myself, but then I thought it would, I'm an intense nerd. So I thought I'll create a spreadsheet and just share it with other folks. And I actually created a couple YouTube videos as well, looking at the desktop and the handheld versions of those platforms so that people could get a preview of those platforms if they wanted to see, you know, to see my review and rating and comparative examination of those platforms. Because they, some of them have a lot of value and some of them have some real holes in their game, so to speak, and could be a sort of a waste of time and money.
Yeah. What applications, I guess, are you using mapping software for? Because, you know, there's going to be people that are listening to this that might be waterfowl hunters or upland hunters or whitetail hunters. And so I feel like that would be a good base to start with, is sharing with people who maybe haven't listened to the other podcasts that you've been on, to find out what it is that you're using this for and how you, like, what lens you were really looking at them through in relation to hunting.
You know, that's a really good question, Dan, because I did really just focus on my core needs. And I shared that in the YouTube videos up front. I share it sort of ad nauseum that this is my lens of a whitetail hunter who lives in Kentucky that travels to several states here, sort of in the Midwest and the South or whatever. And then someone that has, you know, an affinity for traveling west to hunt elk or mule deer. You know, I've hunted pronghorn out west, and so that's really the focus, you know, that I come from. I'm not a waterfowl hunter. You know, I'm not necessarily hunting small game. You know, or at least using these apps to hunt small game. So yeah, it was really just looking at through it, that lens, and each app, I really dedicated a lot of time and energy to learning and understanding, because I know behind the, you know, the Onyx or the Basemap or, you know, the Go Hunt platform, that there are people that are working hard to make it, you know, to bring value to their customers. And so I didn't want to be disrespectful to them. I didn't want to be, I wanted to be fair to the platform. And I didn't want it to be something that I just sort of breezed through. I do use Onyx as my primary platform, but currently, but that's probably going to change in the future based on what I found in my research. And so, yeah, I really wanted to be fair. I went to all of their YouTube channels, looked at their tutorials, and to be fair to them, but also if I didn't figure something out, and it might be because they need to add more tutorials, because some of them had some really neat tools that they would promote and market, but they wouldn't show you how to use them. And that I thought was a real problem that I had. And eventually I just had to give up. I'm like, listen, I can't, you know, if I can't figure this out and I'm just a regular dude, I'm assuming most other customers can't figure it out either.
Yeah. And I think that's a problem with a lot of different hunting gear. The capabilities of the equipment typically far exceed our understanding of the equipment. And whether that's mapping software or computers, even my podcast board, like this thing can do so much more than I fully understand. And so to have that information out there where people can go, hey, I've only been using this to kind of drop a pin where I shot my deer so that I can come back and track it later on. When in reality, you can be using it for finding the land mass of whatever property you're hunting, or, you know, tracing out a field to know, hey, how many acres is this part that I want to put a food plot in, which helps me, you know, buy the right amount of seed. There's so many different things that they can do. And so, like you said, I feel like it's it's great when they actually give you the information on how to use all of the features of their product.
Yeah. And so I'm going to throw out some names. I'm going to sort of turn the tables on you, Dan. Have you heard of, I mentioned Basemap, and, you know, GoHunt launched their mapping platform. I think this is for the third time, but this officially this year they launched it. Have you heard of HuntStand before?
I have heard of HuntStand before. I have no experience with it, but I have definitely heard of them.
Okay. So Basemap, GoHunt, HuntStand. Then there was, of course, there's Onyx. Have you heard of Spartan Forge?
I've heard of Spartan Forge. I didn't know that they were a mapping software. I've heard of their, I think they do trail cameras, don't they?
No. This is great.
That's so funny, because like I would have, if you said you get $100 if you get this right, what do they do? I would have put it on trail cameras.
Yeah. So Spartan, I think there is a trail cam company named Spartan, but
that's what it is.
This company, they started with like a predictive deer model, which I kind of don't really use, but you know, that's where they started. But they now have a mapping application as well. Okay. And then the last one is HuntWise. Have you heard of HuntWise?
I have heard of HuntWise. Yeah.
Okay. So those are the six platforms. And the way that I took a look at them was we're looking at, you know, 50, a lot of them just offer all 50 states for one price. Now Onyx is different because you can pay $99 for 50 states or $30 for a single state. But I just looked at it from a pricing standpoint of all 50 states. And so like for example, HuntStand came in at $29.99. And then you have Basemap at $34.99. And then you have Spartan Forge at $39.99. And then GoHunt at $50. And then HuntWise at $59.99. And then Onyx at the $100.
Wow. Price.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a lot of variance in there. And I mean, even if you look at just HuntStand at $30 a year for all 50 states, you know, that's pretty good value. But then, you know, obviously, as we go forward, we'll talk about some of, you know, the layers and tools and waypoints that each of them offer and how it either can fit, you know, can it fit the needs of somebody that likes to travel hunt or not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting, the price breakdown. And I am curious to see how that correlates with what features they actually offer, because I mean, coming in at double or triple everything else, I would hope you're getting your money's worth out of Onyx, which I've been happy with it, but I'm curious to see if there's a better solution for me even.
Yeah, so if you think about it, when I'm a little bit older than you, but when I was younger, I, you know, a vehicle that had power windows was a really nice vehicle. Yep. But now all cars have power windows, right?
Yep.
Or like that same dynamic can apply for like heated seats or Bluetooth radio or you know, Bluetooth in the car or, you know, just different, you know, a sunroof or a rear window wiper. And so like there was a time when Onyx had introduced the tracking feature where you just sort of hit tracking and it would track your sort of breadcrumbs as you hiked across a field or a mountain or whatever. And so, or the public private, like it would show, you know, the private ownership and then the public land and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So the good news is, you know, a lot of the platforms really offer that stuff already. Yep. Like it used to be sort of this new feature, and now it's just sort of, if you don't have those things, you're not even really in the game, or the ability to download maps. They all offer, you know, the ability to download maps. Now the style of downloaded maps, there is some variance. What I found was that some of them had maps that were very dynamic where you could sort of zoom in, zoom out. I did find like HuntStand, their mapping was sort of like a flat sheet of paper almost, where you're looking at it. It didn't sort of allow you to zoom in, zoom out, or tilt it or adjust it. Whereas you can do that with some of the other platforms. The ability to import waypoints was also something I couldn't really figure out with HuntStand. So, you know, with all of the other ones, they had a tutorial on that, but with HuntStand, there wasn't a tutorial on how to import waypoints. So if I was switching to, like, from an Onyx to a HuntStand, you know, not to pick on them, but I just couldn't figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of the platforms, you know, one of them in particular, Spartan Forge, doesn't offer a desktop version of the platform. And so I know you went, you know, on a mule hunt, you know, mule deer hunt, and you hunt in Missouri, and you're traveling here and there and everywhere. You probably use the handheld in the field, but when you're at home and maybe you want to do some e-scouting, you like to have it on the desktop as well. And that was something that, like, for example, Spartan Forge doesn't offer. And I thought that was, you know, sort of interesting. I was like, okay, well, that I like to e-scout using my mapping platform.
I mean, with that, like, I love to have it on all my devices. You know, the iPads have it, my computer has it, my phone has it, and especially when I'm hunting with somebody else. You know, if I go over to their house, I'm not bringing my phone. Like, I'll have my phone with me, but we're not sitting there dissecting an area and the topography and the features of where we're hunting on my phone. I'm doing it either on my computer or on a tablet so that we can, you know, see more. And so that would be a deal breaker for me, I feel like, to not have the application on a desktop would be pretty difficult. I do want to ask you about the offline maps, though. You touched on it really quick.
Yeah.
One thing I've always been curious about is, are there any softwares that allow you to download the entire unit that you're hunting? Because I know with Onyx, the platform that I use, I'm doing like a 10-mile square or rectangle or whatever, and then I'm having to basically piece those together one at a time. And maybe it's just that I don't know that they can do this. But I'm thinking, okay, when I go out west and I hunt unit 29 or whatever in Arizona, I want to know everything about that unit, and I want to have that whole unit downloaded. Well, in order to do that, I'm downloading like 40 different maps and making this grid pattern, and
yeah,
it's kind of annoying, but I've always said, man, if somebody switched to that model, if they had all the other features that I also like, I would totally go with that. Because if I could just click on unit 29, download it, and now I'm ready to go, it just seems way more user-friendly.
Yeah. So, like, for example, I created a cheat sheet for your audience, by the way. If they go to my Instagram, J_Coons_Hunts, last name is C-O-O-N-S, and then _HUNTS. They can find the spreadsheet that I'm referring to in my profile, and they can just pull it down for free. And it's got all the nerdiness, you know, of the pricing and all the different things that we're going to be talking about. So with Onyx, to your point, you could do 5 square miles, 10 square miles, or 150 square miles in these little, like, that patchwork sort of thing. And so some of them have, I'm looking at some of them, 100, you know, they have a low resolution and a high resolution. And it's like another one, base map is 102 miles, which is low resolution, and then high resolution is 5 miles. With Go Hunt, the thing that they've been promoting with their new mapping platform is that you can download, I think basically like whole states if you want, like, you know, in, now, to be honest with you, I haven't played around with that tool specifically in terms of the downloading and how big of a map you can get. But it is something that they're specifically pointing out as a point of differentiation, that you don't have to create a patchwork of maps like you do with some of the other platforms. But again, I don't know how high resolution or low resolution that map would be.
Yeah.
But it does seem like the size of the map is something that they, you know, they don't like either. They don't like doing that same thing that you're doing. So I think if I were somebody like you that wanted to, you know, that was a real, you know, point of contention, then that would go hunt would probably be the way, something I would look at into. And you, it's actually, what's interesting is it's even when I messed around with it, it's even, I guess it's called caching the map even before you download it. So if you went offline, it'll actually still keep the map up and allow you to zoom in, zoom out, which I thought was an interesting dynamic as I was playing with it.
So
I think, to your point, there's opportunity there. Whereas, you know, some of the other ones, it's still sort of a patchwork approach.
Yeah. To the device side of things, are there any mapping applications that you've found so far that you can also use on smartwatches? Because that's another thing that I thought about several years ago. Like, hey, I mean, I know there's Garmin and they've got their GPS stuff on their watches, but as far as like having an Apple Watch, I actually messaged Onyx about this, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, my watch uses cellular. It also has a GPS tracker in it. If I go offline, it would be so cool to have a map downloaded on my watch, and then I just pull my wrist up. You know, I don't want to be digging down in layers or in my pack for my cell phone to look for my map to pull up the app. If I could just track something or drop a waypoint quick on my phone with the click of a button or a tap of my finger, I feel like that'd be a pretty cool feature or add-on.
Yeah, I don't have Apple Watch or a smartwatch. So I didn't look into that. I did not see that promoted. I would imagine any company that would do that would be promoting the hell out of that.
Yeah.
And so I didn't come across that, but boy, that's a great idea, Dan. Like, I hadn't really thought of that.
Yeah. Just in using all of these devices, like in conjunction with each other, like there's times where I don't bring my phone out at all, because now, you know, with the watch technology, I can make calls on my watch. I can get texts on my watch. I can basically do everything that my phone can do aside from maybe take a picture. But if somebody came out with that, I just feel like it would be a cool extra feature, to advertise for them, but maybe it's just the ROI might not be there. You know, they might not get a bunch of extra users, even though they're dumping a ton of money into developing this new app for a watch.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I didn't come across any of them that did that, but I did write that down because I think that would be interesting to evaluate if they did. The, you know, what was interesting was that, like you were talking about, you know, your phone and your handheld. So Basemap only puts their 3D, like, so all of these, well, let me take that back. So GoHunt, HuntStand, HuntWise, and Onyx all offer 3D on your desktop or on your phone.
Yeah.
So personally, I don't seem to use a lot of the 3D features on my phone. I tend to do it when I'm e-scouting on my desktop. But what's interesting is that SpartanForge doesn't have any 3D on the phone application. Of course, they don't have a desktop. But the Basemap doesn't have 3D on the desktop. They only have it on iOS software on your phone. Mm-hmm. So if you have an Android, you can't get it. But if you have an iPhone, you can get 3D on Basemap. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. I don't know if that's great. Like, I don't, if I were, like, I almost would flip that. Let's put it on your desktop. We don't need it as much on your phone. And then even within that, some of the 3D has a limited tilt and some of it has a full tilt. So a limited tilt is where you're looking at the furthest down you can go is like a 30 degree angle looking down. Whereas some of the platforms have a full tilt. So, you know, I beat up on HuntStand a little bit, but their 3D was really sharp and it allowed you to get a full tilt. Whereas the like Onyx, which you and I use a lot, is a limited tilt on 3D. And so I sort of noticed that, and I thought, boy, I really like the full tilt because it gives me a great way to sort of view and scan a particular area. With regards to layers, the layers were really different between the different platforms, and some of them were very Eastern specific, and some of them had a little bit of both East and West. And some of them, for example, I'll ask you a couple questions. Well, what are some layers that you use most with Onyx? Like, public, private, but what else?
Public, private, topography. I use the trails because, you know, especially when I'm out west, I want to know where the closest trail is. I might have a better way to get an animal out. Yeah, I would say that those are definitely the ones that I have on all the time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, property boundaries, but I don't know if this is turned on or off, or if just when you have public-private turned on, but the ability to click and see how many acres a particular chunk of land is, I use that feature so much.
What about topo layers? Do you, like, with Onyx, there's really one topo layer.
Yep.
Do you feel like you would want additional topo layers, or do you feel like
you're good with... I feel like the more topo layers that you can have, like, that's something that's just a given for me. Like, it's always, everything is topo. Like, it helps me figure out, you know, my routes. If I see a drainage, I know, like, is this going to be steep enough, or too steep or shallow enough to hike up? Am I going to be able to drag a deer back out of this area? And so I guess I never even thought about additional topo layers, but that is definitely something that I use.
So I'm going to share with you some layers from some of the other platforms.
Yeah.
So this is from HuntWise. They have archery pro shops, game processors, cell phone coverage. There is, now I know we're used to, timber cuts back to 1991. That's something that I don't know if Onyx offers timber cuts. Actually, I think they might, but a drought monitor, waterfowl access or waterfowl enhancement areas, boat ramp access. There's at least four or five different topographic layers, USGS, USA, ESRI topo, basic terrain topo. I always say topo. Some people don't hate it when I say that.
I like it.
So cattle allotments is another layer. And so the reason why I'm pointing this out is that it's really there's a lot of additional information out there that you can gather from different platforms. And, you know, again, as I go through and rate and rank some of these, you know, your listeners may say, well, some of those things aren't interesting to me. I'm only interested in one thing or a couple things. But I think, as, for example, HuntWise being $60, you get a lot of the same layers that you get with Onyx, but you also get some of these other things that you maybe hadn't thought of or might be of value, in addition to the additional topographic layers, but just shooting ranges, game processors, archery pro shops. I think one of them has a layer on it. It actually has with Onyx, where you can get the information of the private landowner. It doesn't give you their phone number. Well, that's something that you can get with the HuntWise app. It'll actually give you
really?
The phone. Yeah.
That alone for me, that's a big deal, because that's something that I've always done. I mean, I was looking at buying a couple different chunks of land and trying to track down the people. I mean, I'm going on social media trying to find them, figure out, like, oh, is this the area that they actually live in, or is this somebody from out of state? But to have actual contact information for me when it comes to getting permission is a big deal. Also, the cell phone coverage, that's something that I would have never thought about, but it would be very helpful heading out west. Like, now I know, do I need to bring an inReach device in order to communicate with my wife, or am I going to have maybe spotty service, but it's enough service to text her a couple times a day? And so, yeah, I love all of those different layers that you were listing off. Archery shops, in case something happens with your bow and you need to just hurry and get there, that might determine how close, you know, you hunt to that city instead of going to the far side of the unit that might be 3 hours, or, you know, hunting 45 minutes from it. So, dang, that's impressive.
So, you know, from a layer standpoint, the two applications that scored the highest were, you know, OnX scored a 9, but HuntWise also scored a 9, and then HuntStand scored an 8. So you have, again, you have competition here where you have other platforms offering some different layering that can provide some additional value. Now, you know, GoHunt scored a 6 because they're really Western focused. They don't have layers that might, you know, help someone that just hunts whitetail.
Yeah.
And of course, they're based out of Las Vegas, but they offered 50 states for $50. And I thought, well, let's take a look at it, see what they have. Spartan Forge is really targeting the Eastern mobile hunter, and they had a very limited layer system. And so they scored a 5, and Base Map scored a 7. You know, I had a solid list of layers, but it's just really stripped down. So, you know, there were some differences between the different platforms. But let me ask you this: what about, you know, what waypoints do you find yourself using a lot when you're, you know, obviously, you know, you might see a rub or a elk wallow. What kind of waypoints do you tend to use a lot, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, all of there's very few that I feel like I haven't used on OnX, and I mean, a lot of them are animal related, or like, you know, you drop the side by side, you leave that here. But I do a lot as far as animal sign, animal behavior, movements, things like that, dropping beds different places, transition corridors, where my tree stands hanging, where I leave my truck, where my buddy's going to be hunting. Every time I see a decent animal, I'll drop a waypoint and I'm like, hey, look, this is where this was. And then I pair pictures with it too. So like on my, hopefully nobody ever hacks my OnX account, because then they're going to see the exact animals that I shot in each place, and then they'll know, you know, where to go and hunt. But yeah, a lot of animal entry exits. Man, I'm trying to think. Basically, if it's on there, I've probably used it at some point.
So that's, and I'm the same way. I mean, if you looked at my map, my OnX or any other mapping platform I use, it's a mess of waypoints. And so I really wanted to look at, like, again, versatility. Which of these platforms offer versatility? So here's some waypoints that I thought were interesting. So we've got Mineral Site, Morels, Fruit Tree. Let's see. You know, turkey roost, turkey strutting, dusting. Let's see. Well, of course, the acorns. And then, oh, here's one with switchgrass, a feeder, hinge cut, trail cam. Of course, a lot of them have that. So there was some variability in the waypoints. And what I found was that, like, HuntStand for $29.99, we talked about it again, is a great value, but all of their waypoints are Eastern related. They're all whitetail or turkey, but they don't have like an elk wallow or a rub or mule deer symbol or some of those things. HuntWise, conversely, coming in, I thought HuntWise would be very Eastern focused as well, because they have a whitetail antler as their logo, but they had a wide range of species, not as many, you know, 15 different species of variety. Some, you know, OnX has 24 species, Base Map has 24 species. So those two scored really well because they offer not just, you know, your big game, but just other game as well, like boar or like alligator. You know, those are some things. And it doesn't, and, you know, as we talk about it, it seems kind of silly, but it's important when you're in the field because you're like, well, crap, I want to, you know, I have, you know, this particular thing that I want to put here on this map. And it's all important data that we're collecting in real time. So
it's so helpful, especially like if it is just whitetail focused, but they offer 50 states, you're in Colorado and all of a sudden they don't have like the species you're after. Like, I don't want to have to click on the waypoint to find out what species it is. Like, you know, like I don't want to have to click on a whitetail logo to find out it's actually a mule deer and I had to rename it. And I would much rather look at it and go, okay, that's a cow elk versus a bull elk versus a satellite bull, or same with turkeys. Like, I want to know, did I encounter a hen here, a Jake here, or a Tom here? And that's something that I've found with Onyx that seems very beneficial.
So you mentioned putting pictures in your Onyx platform.
Yeah.
If you were able to take pull a trail cam picture of a buck that you're after into like say a waypoint that you have, and that picture was able to pull all the weather data for that particular day and time of that picture, would that be something of value to you?
Absolutely. I mean, I look at that stuff on my trail cameras already, but to have that on my mapping software to where I could just click on each one and figure out, okay, hey, here's a common thread. You know, it's like 60 degrees and it's
south wind or something.
South wind. I don't do a lot with the moon phase. I know some people geek out about it, and that's awesome. Yeah. I think that anything you can use to help you target an animal and successfully harvest it is good. But I just started having to draw lines because I'm like, if I dive too far into this, it's going to consume my life.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So there's one platform that offers this. And now they did not do well in this whole evaluation. But Spartan Forge has this feature where you can pull a pick in to a journal entry. And it'll pull all the weather data, and that's barometric pressure. I think it probably includes moon phase, wind, all that stuff. And I love that feature. And that's one of the reasons why I included them in this evaluation, because I thought that was a great tool. They also offer a wind rose for a particular area. And that wind rose is capturing the predominant wind over a period of time. So, you know, maybe it's primarily south, but sometimes it's southwest, sometimes it's southeast. And then for us as hunters, that can help us determine like what bedding might be. Like, okay, well, they're going to probably bed on the north face with the south wind coming over the hill, or if it's a predominant wind coming out of the north, vice versa. And so I really like some of those features or some of those tools. So like I've moved into the tool category in Spartan Forge, you know, for all of the holes in its game, and it's not a great app for right now. Maybe someday it will be, but it's not a great app. I really did like that journaling feature that they have within the tools.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of the other tools that some of the other platforms offered. There's Go Hunt and Basemap offer this sort of a rangefinder tool, and the base map one, it's a Bluetooth. It has Bluetooth. It'll pair with your rangefinder, and it basically, if you see something and you want to range it, it has some pairing capabilities. There's also
somebody explained that to me last year at the Western Hunt Expo. And I think at that point there was maybe only one, and I want to say it was base map. I don't remember for sure, but anyways, they said there's actually a rifle scope and a couple rangefinders that you can pair with it. And they're like, for instance, if you shoot an elk at 600 yards across the valley, you can range that spot and it will actually drop a pin onto your mapping software of where to go. In my mind, that has endless uses for me, whether it's shed hunting out west or the last place you see the deer go into the woods. You know, in the moment you shoot a deer and you watch it run across a field, it goes into another woodlot, and you're like, okay, I've got to remember exactly right where this one went in. It's the last place I saw it. If it's, gosh, I don't know. I just feel like there's so many like bedded bucks. We watched so many bucks bed down on this last trip to Utah, and to just be able to go boom, pin drop, pin drop, pin drop. And now when we cross 1300 yards across the valley to get to them, we're not like, well, it looks a lot different from here. You know, we know, hey, we're 70 yards from it. We got to start, you know, moving slow and thinking about every step we take. So I love that feature. That is one of the coolest features that I feel like anybody could offer as far as, you know, the integration between your rangefinder, your scope. I mean, rifle scopes are starting to get these crazy capabilities with range finding. And so to pair all of that up, I feel like would be very beneficial.
I agree. I think we're going to see that as things move forward. Now, Basemap promotes it, but they didn't have a lot of tutorials on it, which I really didn't appreciate. GoHunt is offering it as well. And I think I agree with you. I think it would be a great tool, especially as that scenario you described, where you've got a, you know, a mule deer bedded, you know, across a valley, and then you're like, you might take a good guess with your, you know, dropping a pin on Onyx. But if you're able to pair it or able to do it more effectively, it'll help you, you know, have a better stalk encounter. You know, one of the tools that GoHunt offers that is truly unique to GoHunt. And again, GoHunt didn't do well in this, and we'll get to the final scores later, but a tool that they offer was the terrain analysis tool. And it allows you, let's say I know that elk are going to be from 6,000 to 9,000 feet. I want to find all the north-facing slopes in this unit at that elevation. Well, their mapping platform will highlight all of those for you once you hit those parameters.
That's cool.
Yeah, or if I know, I'm not a mule deer hunter, but I know that, you know, those that are will talk about the ranges and elevation that they expect to find mule deer. And it's maybe, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 feet. And then you're looking for certain things like a north facing slope or a south facing slope. Maybe it's late winter and you're looking for, you know, they're going to be there because it's a little bit warmer. And so it really helps you cut out areas or at least hone in on areas that you want to target. And that's something that's unique to GoHunt. I thought that was a really neat tool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as somebody who's recently got into Western hunting, you know, you hear all of these different features to look for and it to isolate them, or even in describing whitetail hunting. You know, if I tell people, hey, look for a south facing slope, you know, something potentially above water. If you can find water or a field and isolate that when you're going out traveling to a new place, especially if it's like highlighted on there, right? If you've got like a bunch of red blotches in one area and hardly any in a bunch of others, it would almost make your job easier to figure out, hey, this is where I really want to even just spend my time e-scouting or go take a look in person before I go to these other spots that just don't have that. They don't have high country, you know, south facing slopes or meadows or ridgelines or whatever.
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, because I think that those things are that it can come in handy, especially if you just are trying to create your hunt plan and you want five different spots to target. Okay, I got this spot, this spot, this spot, this spot. You know, one of the other things that, and so this is where it gets kind of interesting, is that Onyx has been adding value, trying to add value for the past few years to the $99 that you spend.
Yeah.
And so they offer DeerCast, which was something created by the Drury Outdoors.
Yep.
It's a separate app, but you have access to it for free. Now, I think it's going away at the end of this year, unfortunately, for those that use it for OnX. You'd have to buy it separately through Drury Outdoors. But then, you know, they also offered, I think it's called Top Rut, which is a Western hunting tag, like statistics or drawing application. Hunt and Fool is another platform that you get for free through OnX. So they've done a lot of things to try to get also discounts with other, you know, companies like Vortex.
Yeah.
I think they're partners with Vortex, so you can get discounted gear through OnX. Well, with HuntWise, you get an integrated thing called HuntCast. It's a lot like DeerCast, and it's a tool that comes with it that shows your weather day to day, but also they sort of create a predictive model in there based on barometric pressure and weather variance. And so I thought that was a really nice tool. Again, I don't use it so much for the predictive part of it, but I like it where I can drag my finger across and see the wind change or the temperature drop or the barometric pressure go up. And they've actually created it for, I think, 12 different species. So it's not just like whitetail or elk, but there's also bear, boar, and other things. I don't know what the inputs would be for those game. You know, how do you know that bear or boar are going to be up and moving, you know, based on a predictive model? But ultimately, it's there. It's a tool that has a lot of variability. And I did want to bring that up because it was something that was different than what some of the other platforms offer.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I knew about the DeerCast on OnX, but I didn't know about all the other ones that you were mentioning there. And I think, obviously, the more that you can offer as a platform, the more it's appealing it's going to be to the end user. But I also really like when things are all consolidated into one thing. You know, like, I don't want to have to open multiple platforms, even if they're free.
Yeah.
I would rather have it all integrated into one easy-to-use app.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I will use DeerCast again for the weather stuff, but it is nice to just have it all there. It's sort of like what we were talking about earlier with the not only does it have the landowner's name, but it also can get their phone number.
Yeah,
because it's not enough just to get their name. You got to figure out a way to contact them. And the fact that HuntWise offers that in their platform, it can be a real help regardless of what state you're in, whether it's an Eastern state or a Western state. So really when it came down to from a value standpoint, the winner and we, you know, there's not enough hours in the day to go through everything. So the winner from a value standpoint was HuntStand. Okay. Even though it doesn't have a lot of the things that you might want, it doesn't have a lot of Western game waypoints. There were some limitations in different areas. It scored a 9. And in, you know, HuntWise scored an 8. And then OnX scored a 7 from a value standpoint because, it, you know, OnX is $99. So it's,
yeah,
it's the premium. It's costing you more where you can get more value out of like a HuntWise or a HuntStand. Spartan Forge scored a 4 because it doesn't have the layers and tools that you would use out west.
Yep.
And it barely has that for even just whitetail hunting. And then Base Map scored a 7 and Go Hunt scored a 5. And that's just on value. And then from a versatility standpoint, the HuntWise scored a 9. And so HuntWise, again, was for me a surprise because it sounds a lot like, you know, HuntStand. It has a whitetail antler logo. And I thought, well, this is just going to be a basic whitetail app. But it has so many tools, so many layers. It has all the different waypoints that you could want. It has downloadable maps. It has 3D mapping on your phone and on your desktop. And so it scored a 9 from a value standpoint, and it scored a total of 69 out of 80 and was technically the winner
yeah.
for this evaluation. And again, I almost didn't even put HuntWise in because I didn't even, I have very little awareness of them. I don't know if I'm not their demographic or what, but I don't hear enough about HuntWise.
And what was their price point again?
They're $59.99. So they're, you know, $60 to Onyx is $100. They're more expensive than, you know, some of the other platforms, but you get all these different topographic layers. In addition to the other things I mentioned, you get the HuntCast thing that I mentioned. And so HuntWise is out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I again thought, it's going to be Eastern focused, but it really does have a lot of value and, versatility. And so that was the sort of the ultimate winner of this evaluation. Onyx actually came in second. Onyx is awesome. Onyx is awesome. I mean, it really is. I mean, I really didn't want them to do as well as they did do. But they have layers, they have the tools, they have the waypoints, they have, a lot of things that, you know, we all use. Do I wish there were more topographic layers with Onyx? Absolutely. They only have the one topographic layer. It would be nice if they had, you know, a little bit more variety in some of the tools, or some of the things that we talked about that we talked about the rangefinder or the terrain analysis tool that GoHunt offers. But Onyx finished second. Hunt Stand, even though it has a lot of holes, it finished third. And then we had Base Map. And Base Map, I would say, is sort of there's an old vehicle, I think the El Camino. Base Map is the El Camino because it's really it's something that you can use in the East or the West, but it's very stripped down. It's very basic.
Yep.
And even though it's sort of flashy, it doesn't have the substance that, you know, those other apps have. And then GoHunt finished fifth at 53 points, simply because it's so Western heavy. They don't have the weather and the moon or some of the Eastern related stuff that whitetail guys would want.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion. And then Spartan Forge scored a 32 out of 80. And again, it's just not there, but it could be there, you know, in 6 months, it could, you know, if they get everything together, it could, you know, technology changes pretty quickly. So, but those, you know, that's sort of the final rankings. And what are your thoughts, Dan? Any thoughts or questions about those or surprises?
No, I mean, I'm surprised because, again, I've always been an Onyx guy and, you know, I'm thinking they've got everything I need. And up to this point, you know, I've been pretty happy with them and I think I would still continue to be happy. But hearing some of the other things that people are offering, I immediately go, man, I don't know how anybody doesn't offer that. Like the phone number side of things alone. For people who don't have access to private land, they're public land hunting for whitetail in heavily pressured areas, that seems like such a good feature to just be able to pull up a property, give them a call, say, hey, I'm so-and-so, you know, I live 2 miles down the road. I'm wanting to get my son out hunting on his first turkey hunt. I'm looking for property, you know, like to just be, that alone would save me so much time in trying to get permission places. So I like that. I think overall we're probably going to see over the next few years some pull ahead even farther, and then I think it's probably going to even out as each mapping software realizes the features that the other ones have. Like you said, you know, the electric windows in a car. Nice cars had it, and now every vehicle has it. Like, you can't find a brand new car that does roll down windows. And I feel like a lot of this stuff is going to be, or that same concept is going to be carried out in the mapping software as well. There's going to be certain things that everybody just has, otherwise they're obsolete.
Yeah. I mean, Each one of these platforms has taken their own approach to getting new customers.
Yep.
And so, they are all targeting certain, maybe different demographics than me. Maybe they don't want me as a customer. You know, Spartan Forge is targeting the mobile whitetail hunter. But I think, you know, a lot of mobile whitetail hunters might like to be mobile and hunting elk. And so, you know, they need to sort of, you know, up their game and fix those holes. Yeah. Or, you know, Go Hunt is thinking about, you know, Go Hunt is designed for folks that live east of the Mississippi in terms of like, hey, here's some information on the units and how to draw a tag. So, but they, if they really want to capture the eastern market, you got, from a mapping standpoint, I think you need to pull in and cater to that whitetail hunter for the other months that he's hunting in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's some opportunities there. And I think you're right. I think we'll see, you know, maybe, or maybe even an advancement of things to where it does integrate optics, like you and I were talking about earlier. It's been really interesting. I think the, I thought of something and I just lost it, but yeah, it'll be interesting. The good news is that it's all good for you and I as consumers, because it's competitive. It'll drive down prices. And I'll mention it. Your buddy, Dan Johnson, he's got a promo code for Hunt Stand, and Hunt Stand came in third, and it's $29, and that promo code knocks another percent off. I mean, that's a really good value, even though it doesn't have, you know, even though it didn't win, it's still a great value for a lot of people. But so I think ultimately we're going to be the winners as these things continue to compete.
Yeah, no, I agree. I like that a lot of them have crossover. One thing that drives me crazy is, you know, everybody didn't want to do the TV subscription or the cable plan anymore on their TVs. And so all of a sudden, like Netflix and Hulu and Prime Video and all of these different softwares came out, and now you're paying more than what you were to watch the same stuff. And that's right. What I don't want. I am curious, though, from what you've found, will you move forward with only one, or did you find key features that you like enough to have potentially multiple subscriptions to these apps?
So what I did was I'm actually going to go back to my cheat sheet. So Spartan Forge, Onyx, HuntWise, and HuntStand all offer a free trial for their platforms. So you can download maps, you can look at private public, you can use all the tools for free for at least 7 days. Go Hunt and Base Map do not. So okay. I purchased those platforms for this exercise, because I obviously wanted to try the tools out and to be fair to those platforms.
Yep.
And so, but I don't love Base Map. I don't like the interface for some reason. And like I said, Go Hunt doesn't have the tools that I want from a whitetail standpoint, whether it's weather or wind related. Even like Onyx has a wind tool that's fantastic. Like you can put a sort of a waypoint that's a permanent waypoint where you hunt, and when you go in, it'll show you the current wind direction.
Yeah.
Like I like that, because that's, I so have great spots that I hunt. So I'm probably, my Onyx membership expires at the end of this year, and I'm probably going to pivot to HuntWise as my primary platform because of all the tools, and it's $40 less. And I know, you know, $40 for some folks might not be a lot of money, but you know, for me, it's dollars that I could spend on some other gadget or something for my hunt setup. And like I said, they have a lot of topographic layers that I value, and they have a lot of other tools and features that I really like. So for me, I'll probably pivot to HuntWise. I mean, that would mean I have to transfer my waypoints over. There's a switching cost there, because you're so used to something, it's hard to change. But that's probably what I'll end up doing.
That's good to know. I'm going to definitely check them out, because like I said, I've been so happy with Onyx at this point, but like you said, to have that wind direction feature, that's killer in and of itself. I nerd out about this stuff, and that's where it's really difficult for me diving into it, because I will see features that I like on multiple things and I'm like, oh, I have to have that, but I also have to have this, and I don't want to end up with three different softwares that I have to use to feel confident when I'm out in the woods. And so yeah, I'm going to be taking a look into some of these. What did you find with the weather side of things? Because you've been diving into weather apps as well to figure out, you know, what the best one is for you and your style of hunting.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll tease this out for a little bit for your audience. We probably don't have time to take that deep dive as well, or we put some people to sleep, but, but there, I looked at 9 different weather applications. I mean, we all probably, a lot of us have the Weather Channel, maybe AccuWeather, maybe you've used Wonderground, or the, you know, you have the weather app that comes with your iPhone. But those, all of those platforms that I mentioned, and there's many others, they all are using a forecast model for their weather. And some forecast models are more accurate than others. So there's two predominant global weather forecast models. There's the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecast, and then there's a global forecasting system. And some of these models are free, and some of them require, you know, payment. And so, and then within that, there are other regional models. One of them is the North American model. One is the High Resolution Rapid Refresh. There's also a German model called Icon 13. There's a Swiss model that's called Meteo Blue. And, you know, each of those models are better for different scenarios. So, for example, this model, Meteo Blue, is better it excels in alpine areas. And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And so the reason why I bring this up is that if you look at just like we talked about HuntCast or DeerCast, you know, that weather data is coming from somewhere. It's not Drury Outdoors that's collecting that. They're using a weather model, or even the 9 platforms that I looked at with like the Weather Channel or AccuWeather, they're pulling that weather from some forecasting model.
Yep.
Well, there are some weather apps out there, Dan, that will allow you to use multiple forecast models all at once so that you can see what the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecast is predicting for weather. And you can compare it to the global forecasting system and compare it to the North American model and compare it to High Resolution Rapid Refresh. And then for you, you can be sort of the owner of your hunt in a different way than just looking at what the Weather Channel says.
Yeah.
And so that was my next project. And I thought I would be sort of like force ranking a little bit like I did with the hunt map applications. But the truth is that there's a couple that every hunter should have. And really one in particular that every hunter should have that is free. And it's hard to believe it's free because of all of the value you get out of it. I did pay for one, and it's okay, but it's the value with this one particular platform is head and shoulders above the rest.
Yeah.
And so going down that wormhole was a lot of fun because if you were to come up and talk to me about forecasting models, just out of the blue, I'd say that's the most boring thing I've ever heard. But when you talk about how it relates to me hunting deer or hunting out west, it's like, it's very interesting. And I'll share the platform, and I'm going to just keep it a secret. We'll save that for a later conversation.
Yeah.
This one has live, it has the live weather cams across the country pulled into the platform. So, you know, Dan, you're going back out to Utah and you see the weather, but you really want to see it. Or you're going for, I think you're probably going for a late season elk hunt this year.
Yep.
So you want, you know that it's snowing out there, but you want to see what the roads are like, or you want to see the snow on the mountain. There's weather cams everywhere. And this particular platform allows you to pull it up on your phone. And you can see.
I got to up my weather app game. I mean, we had talked a little bit before we started recording about this, but I had on this Utah mule deer hunt, it was me and my friend Linnea. And I remember one night we were glassing and there was some serious like temperature change in a hurry. Like I'm talking 15 degrees in a very short amount of time. And I was like, dang, it feels like winter is moving in tomorrow. And we get back to camp, and luckily where we were, we didn't realize had we had one of these mapping softwares, we would have known how much cell service we would have up there. But we had enough to check the weather. And so I pull it up and I'm like, listen, tomorrow is going to be a lights out day for movement. I mean, the temperature drop, the highs is like 25 degrees from today till tomorrow. The lows was even more extreme than that. And she's like, where are you looking for? Because mine says something totally different. So we made sure we were both looking for the same place. And even after we refreshed it, this still, I don't understand how it happened, but we were just on the iPhone weather app. Both of them said completely different things for the 7-day forecast and for the 24-hour forecast. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, which one is it? Which one is it? Luckily, I had my Garmin InReach. I can pull weather from that. I pull weather from that. It matched up with mine, which meant better hunting for us. And I mean, I just like fall weather anyways. But then that night I called my wife and asked her, and hers matched up with Linnea's. And so I'm just like, what in the world? Like, I mean, not even close. It wasn't like, oh, a high of 73 and a high of 71. It was like a high of 52 and a high of 69. I'm like, that's a really big difference when it comes to hunting and what our plans are. So, but yeah, I love that idea to have live weather cams out there. That would be very beneficial, even if it's not at your destination. But on your travel route, you know, if you have to go through the mountains, if you have to go through I-70 through the mountains of Colorado, like it's going to be very beneficial to know what some of those steep mountain passes look like if you're pulling a travel trailer or a fifth wheel or a side by side behind you.
Yeah. And so, you know, that was, I thought that was really interesting, like for me to be, because I'll be honest with you. I did, a thing on my Instagram and on YouTube, looking at some apps for hunters that are non-hunting applications. And, you know, one of the things that I touched on was using weather cams at ski resorts. Because, you know, if you're going west, especially like Colorado, you can use those weather cams to get a sense. But that was before I came across this particular weather app that allows you to just pull them up, and you can see them across the United States, and you can just click and point and it pulls it up, and so you can just pull it up on your phone. You don't have to go to, you know, a particular ski resort website, for example. And so I think as this evolution continues with that, whether it's the mapping applications or weather applications, it's really going to be interesting to see how and what we get access to on our phones in the future. But yeah, that's my next project, and I'm going to put that out in the next week or so. So if your audience is interested, they'll be able to see sort of the grid that I created, looking at each of the 9 weather apps, some of the things that they offer, some of the things they don't offer, and then sort of my conclusion as the app that every hunter should have, regardless if you just hunt, you know, in your own state or if you travel a lot.
Yeah. Well, if that's not the best teaser and cliffhanger I've ever heard, like there is one and only one, and you don't get to hear about it for a full week.
Well, you know,
I like it. I like it. I like keeping people on their toes.
Yeah. It's, yeah, you know, hopefully people will enjoy that when that comes out. But I just have a lot of fun with this stuff, Dan. I like to nerd out, as you know. And I'm going to continue to do more of this nerding out. I have some other projects down the road as it relates to gear, whether it's software gear or actual physical gear that we use, because I think whether we like to admit it or not, as hunters, we are getting marketed to constantly, which it's not a bad thing, but we get marketed to a lot. And as hunters, we're not afraid to crack open our wallets and really shell out the cash and justify it in the name of hunting. Yep. And so really at that crossroads, we got to determine what is of real value and what maybe isn't of real value. Because, you know, right now I'm looking at e-bikes and I'm like, man, how do I justify this, this freaking thing? You know, like, do I really need an e-bike? And my gut says, hell yeah, you work hard, dude. You need to go. I mean, like, you're not going out to the bars drinking, you're going outside. But I'm still trying to justify, spending, close to a grand or more on something. So I think with that premise, I'm constantly trying to evaluate what can we do to what is worth our time and maybe what's not worth our time and money.
Yeah, no, that's super helpful. And I love that there's people out there with brains like yours that just analyze and they dissect and they compare, because for me, I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. It's flashy. It's nice. I saw it on TV once. Maybe I'll buy that. And, I've gotten burned by that plenty of times. So I'm looking forward to finding out more about these weather apps. That is very beneficial. I'm constantly checking the weather, whether we're in the same place every day or, traveling, because I want to know. I want to know what to expect. I don't want to be expecting fall and then I wake up the next day and it's 80 degrees and sunny and hot. Like, I don't like the heat. And so that's a big downer when that happens. I'd rather be prepared for it. Well, Jacob, I appreciate you hopping on, man. As always, it's a great conversation. Where can people go find you, find all of this information that you're putting out to benefit hunters?
You know, I just, my Instagram handle is J_Koons, COONS _ hunts. And I've got, the link in my profile has a link to the spreadsheet. It's free. It that looks at all the hunting map applications. And again, it's from my perspective. As your listener goes through it, they may find that a particular app that I sort of poo-pooed is actually the perfect app for them.
Yeah.
And then I've also got a Western hunting checklist. It's also free. And then I have a link to a couple of books I've written. And then I'll also have a link to my comparative analysis of the weather apps, the 9 of them. And that'll be up probably within the next week or so, as well as the link to the YouTube videos for that evaluation and the evaluation of the hunting map applications. That's up as well. Sometimes if folks want to dive a little deeper, those videos are a little longer, obviously. So it takes a little bit more of a commitment, but those are there as well. So Dan, I really appreciate you having me. Appreciate the opportunity to hopefully, share some information with your audience and talk a little bit about hunting. I think it's the one thing that it's like, if we're not hunting, we're actually thinking about hunting.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate the opportunity to connect with you and appreciate your podcast.
Absolutely. And good luck this season. I know season's here and it still doesn't seem real that like hunts are happening all over the place, that I'm 2 weeks away from heading out west for elk. That's pretty exciting. So good luck this season. I'll be following along and rooting for you.
Hey, you too, Dan. Congratulations on your early success already.
Thanks. And that is going to wrap it up for today's show. Man, I wish I could take a poll right now and or have you guys all raise your hands like, hey, who found that interesting? Who found it helpful? Who is going to be switching apps now? Because I just love finding out new little bits of information. And I'm not the guy who's going to dissect this stuff. I'm not going to break it all down. Like, I'm very thankful for people who do reviews and ratings. like online looking side by side at shotguns or rifles or saddle systems or whatever. And the fact that he did this with the apps and the software that most people are using now. I mean, back when it first came out, it was kind of a cool new thing, but not a lot of people knew about it. And now it seems like everybody's got a good mapping software. And I'm really excited to hear what he's got to say about the weather apps also. So we're going to have Jacob back on. But seriously, what a cool deal that he is using his skill, his passion to analyze and break down things to help all of us out. So thanks for that. And I was definitely appreciative to have him on the podcast. But I really hope you guys are using this stuff, the stuff that you're learning on, whether it's the Western Rookie or the Nomadic Outdoorsman, to try to become better hunters. And hopefully you guys are putting it to use and finding success right now as seasons are really ramping up. I mean, the rut is kicking off all over the place right now. And I just can't wait to get back to Missouri and do some more archery hunting, get into rifle season, hopefully get my wife and son out. And if you guys are listening to this on the day that it came out or the day that it released, started airing, you are probably in the dead center of the whitetail rut. You're in the eye of the storm right now. And man, I really just hope you guys have success. Send me pictures, hop online, tag me in something. I want to see your success. I want to see the stuff that you guys are pulling out of the woods or the adventures that you're on. And so I appreciate you guys listening. I love this community. I love interacting with you all. So get out there, find something to chase. And until next time, always choose adventure and God bless.